Hey, welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. You know, it's that time of year again when we're talking about winter car care. We're all going to do some driving this snow season, as I like to think of it, because snow is a condition and it brings about the cold and it's part of winter. We want to make sure the car is as ready as we are, and we thought we'd reach out to the folks over at 3M. We all know who they are, the automotive giant, as well as other things in the world. And we've got a hold of Kevin Ancel. He's a technical service engineer at 3M and 3M Auto. We're glad to have him with us here today. Kevin, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your role with 3M. I mean, how does a guy get to be a technical service engineer at 3M? I suspect maybe you're building your passion for cars as you go. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what exactly you do with 3M.
Right. So I'm pretty new with the company. I've only been there about 5 years. I started out as an intern, and so when I was in school, I didn't really know what part of the industry I wanted to be involved in. I was going to school for engineering, and so I got an internship at 3M, fortunately, and they put me in the automotive aftermarket division. And I think this has been a really good experience for me just to kind of build my passion for cars and try to get me more involved with the automotive industry.
And Lord knows we need young people with passion for cars if we're going to continue what the automobile means in the American society today. So that's good, Kevin.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your efforts. A guy from Minnesota, my spies tell me you're up in Minnesota. Where exactly? White Lake or Owl Lake or something?
I'm in White Bear Lake. It's just north of St. Paul.
Okay, so a guy up there in Minnesota way, you must know what cold is all about. You must feel like some days you invented snow and cold. What's the weather like there today?
Today it's actually pretty nice. It's about around 30 degrees, but just a couple days ago I was looking at the thermometer and it was 20 below, and that's not even counting wind chill.
Right.
So it can get pretty cold here.
Yeah, you guys kind of know what winter car care is all about. So, you know, let's talk about it, the importance of winter car care and, you know, what are some of the things drivers can do to prepare their vehicles for winter weather, whether it's 20 below or 30 above?
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. One of the biggest things you need to do when the temperature starts to get low is to check your tire pressures. So as the temperature drops, so does the pressure in your tires. So you want to make sure that you check your tires, be it if you're looking at the pressure gauge or the sensor that's on your dashboard. If that light comes on, take it to the gas station, take it to your garage if you have an air compressor. Make sure you fill up your tires to the recommended value that's recommended by a manufacturer. Another thing you can do is to check your battery, especially if your battery is over 4 years old. As the temperature goes down, especially like it has been here in Minnesota, your battery becomes less effective. And then as it's getting cold out, your engine will require more power in order to start. So with cold starting conditions and cold temperatures, old battery may not be as effective, and you definitely don't want to be left stranded in a parking lot somewhere your car won't start.
It's no fun waiting in the cold with a dead battery. I always say July's okay. If you got a little barbecue, you can sit on the side of the road and have some shrimp. But, winter time, no fun. No fun at all.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sure. So another thing you can do is to flush the coolant system and add fresh antifreeze. Don't just be tempted to top off the antifreeze from last year because you sometimes can do more damage than good that way. You want to make sure you have a good ratio of antifreeze to water to make sure you get the protection for the temperature that your kind of environment is used to. Coolant is very important because it protects your engine from freezing. As liquid freezes, it expands, and engines can crack, and that could just be disastrous. You don't want to be in that kind of situation.
Right. So yeah.
And it also acts as a corrosion protector, so it prevents rust and buildup inside your engine.
And
so make sure at a very minimum that you follow your manufacturer's recommendation and change your coolant as recommended.
And that's a very important point because it's, you know, a lot of people don't understand that the coolant will have good freeze point. They don't consider the corrosion or the acidity of the coolant breaking down, causing damage from the inside out. What can you tell us about in terms of products, Kevin? What sort of things does 3M have for winter car care? I'm sure you guys have more than a few.
Right. So as the days are getting shorter right now, we passed the first day of winter, so days are actually starting to get longer. Very good. But if you're anything like me, you're doing a lot more nighttime driving this time of year. It seems like for me, when I'm driving to work, it's dark out. And then when I'm driving home from work, it's dark out. And so we're doing a lot of nighttime driving. We want to make sure that you are able to see at night and so that your headlights are clear and functioning properly. So two different ways that you can do that. You can either change out the light bulbs, which, you know, over time, the lights tend to fade out, don't put out as much light. Or big problem that's on the road with a lot of cars today is that the headlights become hazy and yellow and that you don't get the light output from that. So 3M Auto, we have a good kit out there with our headlight restoration platform. We have actually a couple different kits that you can use depending on the level of oxidization on your headlights to make sure that you can make your headlights good as new and so that you can see at night.
Yeah, your kit works really well. It's one of the I use it in the shop on a daily basis, or not daily, but you know, weekly. And one of the finishing touches that I've always liked about your kit is that final coat of wax, because the 3M wax really makes a huge difference in how long those lights will stay, stay bright and light, and you know, maintain that clarity. I think it's important.
Right.
I think it's a good step.
I think it's good that you brought that up. So one thing that a lot of our customers ask us is, you know, how long does, after you restore your headlights, how long does that last, and what can you do to prevent it from yellowing? And up until today, our recommendation, like you said, was just put a coat of wax over there every time you wash and wax your car, you know, put some wax on the headlights. And that does a really good job at making it stay clean and so that dirt doesn't necessarily accumulate on your headlights. But starting next year, we're coming out with a brand new quick headlight clear coat is what we're calling it. And this is a clear coat wipe. It's a pre-saturated wipe that after you restore your headlights up to 3,000 grit Trizac, you take this wipe, don't unfold it, just use the crisp edge and go over the slow overlapping passes over the entire headlight. And that'll give you the clarity that you're looking for, as well as the longevity. It will prevent yellowing for up to 4 times longer than a regular restored headlight.
New product. Is that new products for 2017, Kevin? Anything else?
So the quick headlight clear coat, we have 3 different stages of headlight restoration. We have a quick renewal kit that's for light duty repair. We have a medium duty restoration kit that's for obviously medium duty repairs, and then the heavy duty. The quick clear coat wipe will be included in our medium duty kit and our heavy duty kit, and then we're also going to sell it as a standalone item. Another new product that we have for 2017, I'm pretty excited about it. It's our 3M rust preventer spray. And so rust is a big problem with vehicles, especially where I'm at, where they're putting salt on the roads and chemicals on the roads to prevent snow and ice buildup on the roads. So if any of that salt gets inside the door cavities, then that's a good way for rust to form inside the car. And if any of that salt water is pooling inside there, that can be hazardous. So with our new rust preventer spray, it comes in an aerosol can with a 4-piece extension tube that can fit into, you can adjust the length on it so it can fit into any different door cavity or hoods or rocker panels or anything.
Oh, so it can get up in the corners and get in where you can't really see or spray normal conventional means.
Right. And the good thing with this one, it has a diffuser nozzle on the end of the extension tube, and it gives you that 360-degree spray pattern. So as you're pulling out the extension tube, it gets complete coverage on the entire interior surface of the panel.
Sounds
so
like
2 to 3 coats, and you can have good protection for the next couple years.
Sounds like another idea from the folks at 3M that's just going to go to the top of the pile, because you guys just always you're always reinventing ways to take care of the car. You know, I've noticed that over the years. That's what 3M seems to do.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, good idea. Hey, before I let you go, any other basic car care tips every driver really should know about before they head out on a long winter's drive? Anything else coming to mind,
Kevin? Right, so if you're going on a long ride, make sure your windshield wipers are functioning, that they're the way they're supposed to. So if you get stuck behind a semi and they're kicking up dirt and water and snow at you, make sure that you're able to get that dirt off your windshield. Make sure your windshield wiper fluid is popped off so that you can see as you're driving. And then make sure you have enough gas in your car.
Obviously.
You mentioned before, if you're stuck on the side of the road, in the summer, it's okay if you take a walk if it's a nice night. But
right.
In the winter, you don't want to be walking on the side of the highway when cars are flying by.
And if you're in Minnesota, you definitely want to be stuck on the side of the highway in 20 below weather. So
yeah, you don't want to do that.
You know, I was talking to Kevin listeners prior to the broadcast today, and we were discussing Minnesota. I was up in Minnesota years ago, and I'm driving down this one major highway, and we talked about these houses that had sticks. Do they still put the sticks in front of the front doors on the houses, Kevin?
Maybe not so much in front of the front doors, but they definitely have them on the side of the driveway, on the going around the corners, so that you can see where the road is.
Right. And so,
the snow piles up.
And so when the snow piles up, if you have to dig the house out, they used to put the sticks on front of the front door so you could find the front door if you have to dig the house out. So, from a guy in Minnesota that sees snow like that, we definitely can take car care tips from you to heart, sir. Where can the listeners go get more information, Kevin?
More information, you can go to 3mauto.com. And we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 3M Auto.
Cool. And listen, real quick, when will the headlight restoration kit hit the market? First quarter, second quarter? When does that show up?
First quarter.
All right,
cool beans. First quarter this year at auto specialty stores as well as at Amazon.com.
Perfect. Listen, we'll be looking for it. Kevin, I appreciate it. And hey to everybody out there in 3M land. We appreciate all you guys do for us as well as the DIYer. We know you guys are hard at work trying to keep our automobiles going. And you have yourself a good rest of the afternoon.
Great. Thanks, Ron. Happy New Year.
You take good care. Yes, sir. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.